Well, kia ora everyone, thank you for coming. We do have an important announcement to make. I'd like my co-leader Tariana to read it to you.
Well, basically what we've decided is, after some very careful consideration, looking at all the options that have been in an agreement between us and other political parties, we've decided to stay in opposition, to stand as an independent group, consolidate ourselves as a party over the next 3 years, and this is basically what our constituency asked for, and we intend to abide by them.
How come it's taken such a long time for you to come to that position? Because clearly you were elected on that mandate from your own people.
Oh, well, if you consider that we've only really been negotiating for the last 2 weeks, we're not the only parties in negotiation, and we wanted to consider all of the options, as I stated before, that were in the agreements.
So you'll be voting against Labor on conflicts?
We'll vote on a case-by-case basis on how we think the government is going.
What about on supply and confidence, though? What about on the budget and about confidence in a government?
No, we're not prepared to say that we'll vote for confidence and supply. As I said, we'll decide that on a case-by-case basis.
So is it an abstention then on those matters?
No,
it's not. We understand that Labor has the numbers to support its confidence and supply, so we're getting upfront and saying, well, we're out of that.
Have they told you that?
Formula. Right. Oh, that's our understanding.
Will you have a working relationship with them in any form?
I think we're going to have a working relationship with all parties in Parliament. That's what we want to do. We've established quite good relations with everybody, and we look forward to working with everybody for good government in this country.
You said that this is the decision that your constituents want you to make. Is it based in any part on what Labor has said to you during the negotiations, or was there somebody you asked where you couldn't get?
Well, I think that, you know, there's been a lot of considerations, including that of our membership. But certainly it's also to do with the negotiations, yes.
So when it's a vote of, when the Speaker in the new Parliament calls a vote of no confidence, which way are you going to vote?
We'll decide that ourselves.
On the very first one, what are you going to do?
We probably will vote for, at the very first call for confidence and supply, because there'd be no reason for us to vote against it.
Are you saying that if Labor had offered, obviously you were considering what they were putting on the table?
Oh, absolutely.
But they could have made it more attractive to you? I mean, if they had put certain issues on the table, do you think you could have formed some more formal relationship with them?
Well, that was a possibility.
So where did they come to grief then? What were the issues?
We didn't really come to grief. It's just a question of, we had a clear mandate from our people that if there were some of our bottom lines were offered, then we would go into confidence and supply. But we did get also a mandate from them, if none of the bottom lines were offered, then we shouldn't go.
If
National
were to put a government together, how will you vote then? If National were trying to put a government together now, how would you vote?
Well, I don't think that's an issue. Mm.
So this is ruling out supporting National as well, obviously, isn't it?
Well, it isn't an issue at this stage.
Because presumably you know what New Zealand First stance is, supporting the Labor government, so that rules out that alternative?
Well, if what the media is telling us is correct, then...
Well, it's not the media, it's what...
We would assume.
Well, you're basing your decision on that premise, though, aren't you?
No, Helen Clark hasn't told us what the position is for them at this stage.
But Dr. Sharples, you said that Labor's told you that they had enough numbers to go ahead on...
No, I said that was our understanding. Okay. So I understand that they
can. Can you tell us what they actually did offer you in terms of
no.
the position?
No, we're not prepared to do that. I mean, all the agreements were confidential. We respect that. We're not prepared to divulge what agreements were on the table.
And that applies to all parties. Mm. Everything we discussed with them was in confidence.
Are you seriously telling us that you're making a decision based on media reports about the confidence and supply falls?
No, of course we're not.
So you know that.
Decision on the advice of our consultations with our iwi, with our people, because we're the only party that's ever gone back to them and put the options in front of them. This is what they've advised to come back, so we came back, had another look along the lines they advised us, and come to the decision today, a full caucus.
No, I'm not saying that you made a decision based on what the media say. I'm saying you're making a decision on the confidence and supply situation based on what the media is reporting.
No, that's not right.
So you do know what the situation is?
Meaning?
That you've been told by someone other than the media what the situation is.
Well, our understanding from Labor this morning is that they're very confident that they have the numbers to form a government.
Have you got to see any other parties' agreements yet?
No.
And you, I presume you won't now that you are not going to have
no.
a formal agreement?
No.
Do you know how you're going to vote for on a speaker?
Well, that's for us to decide. We certainly have discussed it.
How are you going to further the concerns of Māori, particularly in terms of the foreshore and seabed legislation and the entrenchment of your seats when you are sitting on the sideline?
Well, we can put up private members' bills, and we intend to.
But if you don't give anybody else support, why do you expect that they'll give you support?
Well, we don't know whether we're not going to get support, do we?
And we don't know that. We're not going to give other people support either.
Well, what would be the determining factor in whether or not you give a positive vote on supply or confidence? What sort of things will you be considering?
I think the progress of the legislation to that time in terms of how it suits the nation and in particular Māori.
So, I mean, the foreshore and seabed is obviously a big issue for you, unbundling Māori funding. I mean, are those sort of decisions when it comes to a budget that might decide how you vote? Or?
It could.
Was Labor offering you anything?
Well, as I said, I'm not prepared to divulge what was in the negotiations. We agreed that they were confidential and they'll remain confidential unless they choose to put them into the public arena.
Have they had any reason to think that they will include you in the budget process, though, in a consultative way?
In some aspects.
Would you be looking at something in return, though, which is what I was getting at before? When it comes to voting on a budget, will you vote purely and simply on what the budget's doing, or will you vote according to whether or not you can get something for it?
No, we're not asking for anything from anybody at this stage. We'll be basing our votes on whether we believe that what they're doing fits with what we believe is important for the country at that time.
After the election, Helen Clark said the results meant there was now a time for inclusion in politics. Inclusive politics is what was needed.
Mm.
From the process that you've been through to date, did you get a sense of that as that their actions are matching their declared intentions?
Well, I think inclusion on their terms would
that's
be.
That's why I thought. So.
What I would
it
say.
Definitely was inclusion, provided it fitted in with what government's.
Do you think the decision today runs a risk of you being, some of you have already asked this, but being too closely associated with National?
We've never voted with National in the past. We've always voted on using our own kaupapa. And when we look at any legislation, when we look at any information that's put in front of us, we look at it through those eyes. We don't discuss that with other political parties, so we make our decisions based on our own kaupapa, but not on someone else's view of whether they're going to vote yes or no. While we know that Labor ran the line that we voted with National.
Do you feel that this process went too fast for your own internal processes, that by the time you got to the real talking the deals were done already?
Oh, no. I don't think that they were too soon. We got our consultation over within the week, and our people were very clear.
And we did have early meetings with parties, and then we went back, and then we had some more, and that was just right.
So now that you're in opposition, how are you going to prove after 3 years, if that's how long it's going to take until there's another election, what are you going to be presenting to your people about achievements now that you're definitely in opposition?
Well, let's wait till the end of 3 years.
Terri-Anna, just on the issue of voting with National, even though it was an individual vote last year, but you personally did vote for Clem Simich as Speaker.
Absolutely,
In your discussions with the National Party, was the issue of where the Māori Party vote, where that vote would go, was that discussed with Mr. Rash?
Sorry, I'm not quite sure.
Clearly, the National Party would like to have Clem Simich as a Speaker. I mean, you could have a situation, say, where ACT yourselves and the National Party could vote together with New Zealand First and have a speaker. I mean, was that issue raised in your discussions with Mr. Brash?
No.
Do you know where you might vote with Labor? Issues such as student loans, the carbon tax, some of those issues you left over from last year?
Look, you know, I think it's too soon to say what we're prepared to vote with, you know, with Labor. And that remains to be seen as we go throughout this parliamentary term.
There were many broad areas that were similar to ours, but in terms of fine detail and the actual thrust, we differed, so we have to wait and see.
What about the Greens? I mean, you've been quite closely linked or associated with the Greens. Do you think you can still work with them, given how close...
Well, we had early meetings with the Greens, and we actually made quite an effort to meet with them and form a bit of a group. And that seems to have drifted away, but we did make a big effort to do that.
But you still think you can...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We've got more in common than we have in terms of what things we don't agree about.
So it's possible that you could influence Labor through the Greens, through the association?
Oh, we haven't thought about that today.
Did you get much flack last week from those meetings compared to Dr. Brash?
From our people?
Yeah.
No.
Any?
I got a bit up and down the country, but you know, once you sit down and talk to people about what they put us there for and the bottom lines that we're after, then most of them understood. Some of them didn't want to hear about it.
Do you think that maybe your own members tell each of you different things depending on what they know you want to hear? Because you know, you did
our own members.
Yeah, that Tariana didn't, and you did. So they.
I think there's been a lot of lot written about us being divided, but we're a pretty tight group, and I haven't noticed any divisions amongst us. And if we have good debates about issues, but I think we're pretty united. It's real good.
If you were bidding people, how would you see Helen Clark putting together a government?
Sorry?
If you were bidding people, how would you see the lineup?
Oh,
where you reckon the smart money should be?
Oh, I don't think it's for me to
say.
So how are you feeling now that you've come to this decision?
Oh,
excellent.
I think
really,
really,
really
good.
Is it sort of a sense of relief in some respects?
Well, it's been pretty tough going. You know, we've been out, we've run 30 hui around the country. We've continued to attend hui. We've continued to discuss this matter with our people. We wanted to ensure that they had confidence about what it was that we were doing here, and today I think that we can feel confident that this is a decision that they'll like.
What do you want to make gains on?
Well, I think that we need to sit down now and work through what those gains may be, and we may make them and we may not. But the most important thing for us to do over this next 3 years is to consolidate our party, and we intend to do that.
So you can't work with Labor, you can't work with National. Are you going to be feeling pretty isolated in this parliament?
It's not about can't.
Yeah.
It's just about policy difference and different directions. So we can work, we'll work, you'll find we'll work with every party here on some kind.
So, Tariana, from what you're saying, is part of this decision a recognition of the fact that you're going, you're a young party, very inexperienced, and that you need some time to sort of get used to how things work and sort out some policy direction and how you're going to sort of...
I think that definitely is part of the reason why we've made this decision. But on the issue of working with others, we've said prior to coming in here that our intention is to build respectful relationships across parties. That's what we've done, and we intend to keep building on those relationships.
Do you think it's being a permanent thing? I mean, after 2008, do you see yourself moving closer to a position where you can join a government?
Oh, I'm sure that by 2008 we should be in a pretty good position to be making a decision about who we might join.
You don't see yourselves as part of the opposition?
I would hope not.
No. But we certainly see ourselves building the party and being stronger by the next election.
So do you see that if you'd come forward soon after the election and had essentially pledged to Labor that you would, given that you've actually let go in some ways of flicking the foreshore and seabed bill...
we've never let go of that.
Seems to have been some acknowledgement, I believe, from you, Dr. Shapples, that could be a very hard one to get.
If we were with Labor, I said it would be, because they put up the law. But, you know, they passed the bill. It would be a hard one to get them to, you know, backtrack on. But we haven't.
Questions?
We haven't.
Are you likely to draft a members' bill to overturn it?
To repeal, yes. Yeah, like down the road somewhere.
Have you discussed that with any of the other parties, like National, the Greens, etc.?
We've discussed all our major issues with all the parties.
Thank you.
Kia ora.
Thank you.